Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, holiday safety. You're going to relatives' houses. You're going all around. You're doing things with your kids. But, you know, it's also a time when there's alcohol lying around and grandma's purse is sitting there and her blood pressure meds are hanging out. There's just so many different things. And then, not only to mention that, but there's also, you know, putting up your tree or lighting Hanukkah candles. All of these things are safety hazards. And at this time of year, emergency rooms see a lot of kids coming in with various injuries. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Safety at the holidays. There's a lot to talk about, so just get into it.
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, when you're at a holiday party with your family or your friends, there's often just so many extra eyes and helping hands that it's very easy to let your guard down and feel like, wow, this is nice. I can take a break, have a drink. You know, there's so many people watching my kids. You know, I don't have to be so vigilant. But in fact, you really do, because there are so many extra ways that they can hurt themselves at parties and because of the holidays, that you really do need to be paying attention. And that doesn't mean that you can't take a break. I mean, it's definitely, everybody needs to let their guard down every once in a while, but you need to verbally hand off child. You need to say, okay, I'm going to go over here and talk to so-and-so. You're keeping an eye on them? Okay. Because otherwise, everybody thinks that somebody else is. So I think that it's great to go and have a time, but you definitely have to realize that somebody at all times needs to be in charge of smaller children. When you're going to somebody's house, there's a lot of hazards that you can think about that you can discuss with them before you arrive. Because when you show up at somebody's house, you don't want to be like, oh, wow, you have cleaning supplies down there, you know, grandma. That's not the greatest idea, and she's in the middle of trying to host a party. It would be better if, you know, you take a second and think, okay, I'm going to a home that probably isn't baby or toddler friendly. Maybe I should call the host beforehand and just, you know, see what's going to be around. And a lot of times, if you let somebody know beforehand, they might say, oh yeah, you know what, I can put a little, you know, a little tie on that cabinet, or I can move some of the stuff up high. So I think that that's something that a lot of people won't feel very put out by doing. And you know, if you say it nicely, I don't think that if you really are overstepping your bounds by asking for that.
Okay, because, you know, when someone's having you over, you don't always want to overstep and say, well, you know, my kid kind of gets into a lot of stuff, so would you mind, you know, just maybe putting certain things up, whatever, you know. So, okay, so it's okay that we ask some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're not going to call your husband's boss or your boss and say, we're coming over for the party, my child may destroy your house. That probably wouldn't go over so well. But, you know, if it's, you know, Aunt Sally, and you say, hey, Aunt Sally, you know, little Joey's 3 years old and he really likes to break glass things. I know you have a lot of tchotchkes. I'm going to keep my eye on him, but is there a way that we can move some of them up a little higher? Maybe that might go over better. You know, and so it really depends on your relationship with the person. But I think that also once you get there, you can say, you know, I'm going to keep an eye on them. Is there a certain room that you really don't think that they should go in? Are there areas of the house that I should, you know, have in my mind is off limits? Because they may be able to tell you that, too. They have a whole bunch of electronic equipment in the library, and they don't want you going in there. You know, like, that just might be the way that it is. And so you can definitely do that. Once you get to a party, I always think that it's best, no matter who it is, to do a sort of a quick walkthrough of their home. And I have three smaller children, so I definitely do this. And I realize, you know, one of the boys' rooms may have a bunch of little Legos out that, you know, if my child goes in there, it's probably going to swallow. Or there's those little magnets on the father's desk that, you know, really aren't great at all, those little ball magnets that you can swallow. Or hearing aids that are left out on the nightstand. So you want to sort of get an idea of where there are hazards. And I wouldn't feel comfortable moving any of these things, but I know not to let my child then go into that room unattended. And so you want to look for buttons that might be, you know, near sewing machines or balloons that they could eat. So all of those things just have to be on your mind.
So you just really have to walk around. So when you get there, you walk around, check out the relative's house, look for the hazards you know your child is likely to get into. You know, make sure there's somebody watching your child. Even if you think that there's so many eyes around, they can get into the drink left on the table. They can dump out somebody's purse. Any of these kinds of things, keep a watch on. Now, in our own home, there are hazards as well. Lighting Hanukkah candles, you know, Christmas lights, you're just putting them up and they're laying on the ground and your kid comes running in and steps on one. There's just, I mean, when my kids were small, Dr. Cross, I was like, okay, keep them out of here while we're doing this. Oh my God, put the candles way up high. You know, it gets to be almost too much.
It is. I mean, there's candles, and then around the holidays, there's fireplaces, and a lot of people's homes have hot radiators. There's just so much to think about. And you're right, with the medicines, you have to not just think about, do they have little pill boxes, because the medicines often come in the tamper-proof containers, but then people put them in these pill boxes that are extremely easy to use and open. So you have to think about that, and you know, everybody comes in, puts their purse down maybe on a couch. Maybe just asking to put those purses up a little higher might be an easy way, but really nothing beats watching your child. And, you know, it is exhausting, but it's something that if you're going to be taking them to these sorts of places, you have to be ready to do.
You absolutely do have to be ready to do it and know what's involved, know what holidays do for your family. So what are those things that you need to look out for? Now, what about like even safety of things they're going to get at the holidays? If you don't like something that someone gives you, those stupid little metal balls or any of those things, you know, that were so popular, do you say anything to the people or do you just kind of take them away from the kid and say, we'll open this at home and then return it as quick as you can?
That's usually what I do, where I regift it. And if they insist on opening it there, then I'm just very vigilant about watching that, you know, nothing happens while we're there. And then the gift sort of gets forgotten about as we go home. And so that is what I do with things that I think are particularly dangerous or that don't fall into line with what we want to have in the house. Lots of our family members ask us what would be appropriate for the kids, which is helpful. But, you know, sometimes people are just trying to be nice, and they don't realize the safety hazards of what they're giving you. So I think that you, as a parent, you have to make the last call, and you have to make that call based on safety, not based on being polite. But you can always be polite to their face and then deal with it later.
Yeah, that's, you know, usually what it is. And you don't want to necessarily regift some of those bad presents, and then you're
that's
the person.
That's true. That's true.
You
nobody
know, then
wants
you're
the bad
person. Nobody wants those kinds of things. Okay, so in this the last minute or so, Dr. Cross, a little bit longer, give us your best advice for safe holidays for our kids, whether it's alcohol lying around, you know, grandmothers over, you know, even kids running around the house, and then there's an elderly relative who's walking with a cane or a walker. I'm always worried for the elderly relative that the kids are going to knock them out or trip them or, you know, just all of these things are things that I think about. Maybe it's just me and maybe I'm nuts, but give us your best advice.
No, it's a time of mayhem. I mean, there's alcohol lying about, there's tobacco sometimes lying around. You think you're cleaning up during the party, but then your kid gets up early in the morning and finds, you know, the ashtray that was left out or maybe an open beer bottle. So you really have to be vigilant all the time. You have to clean up after the party, even if you're exhausted before you go to bed. You just have to be on. And you can talk to your child before you get to a situation that you think might be an issue and tell them what you expect. I expect you to be careful walking around. You know, grandma, she, you know, doesn't have the greatest balance and things like that. But then you really just have to pay attention and you have to ask others for help. So if you need or you want to take 10 minutes, go and have a drink with your friends, then you just have to say to your spouse or your parents or your friend, hey, can you watch so-and-so? By the way, don't let them get into anything. And you just have to do that as a handoff.
You really do. You have to communicate to other people when you hand off, for sure. You have to scroll around and look at the house, you know, look at the house and see what's around that your kids can get into. And you're right, it is mayhem at this time of the year, but you can relax. It can be fun, and especially with kids, because they have so much fun at this time of year. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.